This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 49 for Wednesday, September 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning, seeing a continuation of Tuesday's sell-off. Canola down $1 to $6, the November contract down $4.30 at $793.20 per ton. While canola did make an attempt to move higher overnight, yesterday's move below $800 in the November contract was bearish from a chart standpoint, and the market eventually retreated lower today. Losses in outside markets accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all weaker. However, declining crop ratings for soybeans in the U.S. did prop up that market, lending some support. Manitoba's harvest is just over a third complete, according to the latest provincial crop report, with 14% of the canola off the fields. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with the largest gains in beans. Soybeans underpinned by declining crop ratings, November up 16 cents at $13.81 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 53% good to excellent. That's a 5-point drop from the previous week. Several private forecasters also lowered their yield estimates for the U.S. crop given recent hot and dry weather. While solid export demand recently did remain supportive, there was no fresh business announced this morning for the first time in nearly 2 weeks. Corn, also underpinned by declining crop ratings, up 3 cents in the December contract at $4.89 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was also rated 53% good to excellent. That was down 3 points on the week. There was no official countrywide harvest progress number, but the early stages were getting underway in some states. U.S. wheat futures are also higher. Minneapolis spring wheat up 10 cents in the December contract at $7.72 per bushel. Kansas City 18 cents higher in December at $7.43 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 9 cents in the December contract at $6.09 per bushel. The U.S. spring wheat harvest was 74% complete as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of expectations, but still off the 77% average for this time of year. Meanwhile, winter wheat seeding was just getting started in the country, with 1% of next year's U.S. crop in the ground. The ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia did remain a feature in the background. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, September 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.